Episode A-01. Overview of the Elements Unearthed. Why we're doing this. The Elements Unearthed project has grown out of a need for chemistry teachers to have more sources of information on the history and uses of the chemical elements. As a high school chemistry teacher for over 6 years, I have been frustrated by the lack of information available on where the elements come from, how they were discovered, and how they're mined and refined and used in everyday life. Most books on the subject devote only a page or two on each element, with very little detail on the engineering processes used or the technology involved. As I've had students do research papers on the elements, I wish that more complete information was available that actually shows the interior of refineries and visits the mines and explains how the materials get produced that we use every day. As the internet has matured and more information becomes available, it has become increasingly time-consuming to wade through the chaff to find the kernels of useful information. I felt that what was needed was a single comprehensive site that includes video and interviews of chemical engineers and technology experts, as well as images and text on each of the elements and important industrial materials. A kind of one-stop shopping center for material scientists, chemical engineers, chemists, teachers, and students. The development of podcasting has opened up this project for the use of the general public as well. Anyone who wishes can download these episodes and participate in the project. How we're doing this. To carry out this project, I have enlisted the assistance of my students at Mountain Land Applied Technology College, where I am an instructor of media design technology. My students participate by traveling to the plants, videotaping our interviews and tours, then capturing the footage, creating animations, titles, charts, and images, and editing it all together using digital video software. The students are divided up into small groups and are given assignments for planning or pre-production, filming or production, and editing or post-production of the final video segments. Their videos have already undergone alpha testing in class, but we now present the videos online and ask for your feedback and suggestions for producing the final cuts. We will use these podcast episodes as examples of our work as we apply for grants and funding sources. What we hope to accomplish. Our goals are to document the discovery, history, properties, uses, mining, refining, manufacturing, and hazards of the chemical elements on the periodic table in a succinct yet accurate format that can be downloaded. We hope to encourage students to pursue careers in science, technology, engineering, and mathematical subjects. At the same time, this project provides valuable training to my students in how to plan, execute, edit, and test a major project. We are already traveling to local refineries and chemical plants to videotape the processes involved and are combining photographs, charts, animations, video, and narration into a series of podcast episodes, samples of which you see here. This is a demonstration of the types of podcasts that can be done, which include audio, enhanced audio, audio-video, and PDF. Podcasting has the potential to reach whole new audiences and to inform the general public through informal education. We intend to also edit the video into 6-hour-long episodes of a mini-series to be titled The Elements Unearthed, Our Discovery and Usage of the Chemical Elements. We hope that this will be shown nationwide and made available for teachers for classroom use. We will also create interactive games, websites, lesson plans, posters, and other types of media to assist teachers in presenting mining, chemistry, chemical engineering, and technology as an interesting career choice for students. Finally, we hope to increase the general science literacy of the public through this project, so that citizens will have the information needed to make the tough decisions we must make as a society in order to solve our environmental and economic problems. Future plans. As this project develops and funding is secured, we will expand the offerings that you see at this podcast site. For each video segment, a written PDF file will also be attached that can be printed and used. I will provide lesson plans for teachers and students who wish to use similar techniques for creating their own podcasts. I hope to develop a cadre of like-minded science and technology teachers who can contribute to this project. As funding is acquired, I plan to make many grants available to other teachers to help them purchase equipment with which they, too, can document the chemistry and materials manufacturing of their local communities. Here in Orem, Utah, we are surrounded by rich mineral resources and a great heritage of mining and refining. With such mining districts as the Bingham Canyon Copper Mine, the Park City Silver Mines, salt and magnesium metal that are separated from the Great Salt Lake, and abundant coal, petroleum, and natural gas deposits. My students and I will continue to travel to these sites and film the history and processes involved, then add more episodes to this site as they are finished. How you can participate. If you wish to comment or make suggestions on this project, please download the feedback questionnaire PDF file from this site and copy the text into a Microsoft Word document. Then fill in your own evaluations and suggestions and send it back to me as an email attachment to the following email address, dblack@mlatc.edu, or mail it to me at David Black, Mountain Land Applied Technology College, 987 South Geneva Road, Orem, that's O-R-E-M, Utah, 84058. If you are a science or technology teacher and would like to create your own segments, please email me at the same address and we'll start planning. We hope you find our podcast useful. Please let us know how we can better meet the need for information on how the elements are unearthed.